Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, we're a couple of weeks away from another Triple Crown try. Justify with the win over a sloppy track, which he saw again, an awful track. I mean, the fog was just dreadful, as a matter of fact. But here he is again. He did it a couple of years ago with American Pharoah. Now he'll try and do it with Justify. The legendary Bob Baffert joins us now. Bob, welcome to the program. How are you?
I don't know about legendary, but
with all these wins, Bob, you've reached legendary status. You and Wayne both. I mean, Wayne almost beat you. He's legendary, and it's amazing he's still going at that age. Huh? It's remarkable. I've known him a long, long time, and he really is ageless. You know that? I mean, he looks pretty good for his age.
You know what? He rides his horse every day for 4 hours, and he gets on him and rides him, and I think that's really keeps him. I might have to start doing that myself.
Not a bad idea. I agree with you. He's up there at Saratoga early in the morning. I mean, he's on that horse. You're right. He's up early. Tells me he gets up at 3:30. You know, he stays young. He's at the track all day. I give him credit. And it made for a good show. Were you surprised at the good magic strategy? Did it surprise you?
Well, I wasn't sure. I knew they, I was listening. I know the rider was talking about, he's going to stay close to us. But you know what? I don't blame them for doing that because he was riding to win. They were trying to win, and if they would, they didn't go in there to run second, so they sure didn't want me out there going, at his own little pace. And especially the track was playing, it was wet, so it was playing for speed, and the race before I ran that Axeman in there, he got the easy lead, and I was just hoping. I just told Mike Smith, "Hey, can you give me the Axeman ride? I think we'll be in great shape." So, but I knew that wasn't going to happen. So, he's a quality horse, quality. So he went after us, but where it got, I think where it got sort of dicey is down the backside. The right, he kept pushing. Mike was fine to just sit off that horse because my horse, he's not one-dimensional. He's actually better off if he can sit off a speed horse because when he makes a lead, he sort of gawks around a little bit. He's a little green, and I didn't even know this till afterwards, but he was jumping some tracks all the way around there, and somebody got a great picture. He looks like he's like 6 feet off the ground.
Yep.
And so he's but what happened down the backside that when he was staying off of him, that rider kept pushing him out on Good Magic, kept taking him wide. So he wanted to make sure he had him like about 8 or 9 wide coming into that far turn. And when Mike saw what he was doing, he didn't want to lose that momentum. So he had to ask him earlier.
Then he wanted to move.
So, so they made a half mile move. About the 4.5, he said, we just started. It turned into our own little private match race. And then when he turned for home, then when he finally was able to shake him loose, and he got the lead there, and he was sort of like, to me, I was like everybody else. I couldn't see anything. And when they turned for home, I was hoping, man, I hope he's on the lead when he comes out of the fog. And he was. And then, but then at the end there, all those horses were coming, and he held on. And my first thought was, well, we won the race, but Triple Crown, I don't know. I wonder if this horse is finally, all this racing is catching up and maybe he's, we've got to the bottom of this horse. And so when I met Mike Smith, I said, man, Mike, is that all we got? He says, oh, no. He said, he was telling me about what the rider did. Cause, you couldn't see anything in the fog. So it made me feel much better. He said, Bob, I was coasting. I said, I didn't know it was that close, but I was coasting. And when they came to me, then he took off again, you know. So I felt better, but he did, you know, it was a hard race. He was blowing pretty well, but he recovered quickly. And actually the next day he just really looked great, and he's really come out of the race really in really well. So I'm feeling at this stage right here, you know, like today, I'm feeling, you know, that, you know, he's we're in good shape.
But how do you decide? I'm sure every horse is a little different with his idiosyncrasies and everything else. We're talking about Bob Baffert, of course, the trainer of Justify, who will come and try and win another Triple Crown, which he won just a couple of years ago with American Pharoah. How will you decide, or will you go to school on what you did with American Pharoah, how you will train him up to the Belmont as far as, you know, what you will do with him? Will you do the same thing you did with the last one, or is everyone going to be different?
Yeah, they're different. You know, I've been fortunate. I just train them to where they how they recover. I think this horse is he's a bigger, heavier horse than American Pharoah. He holds his flesh really, really well. And American Pharoah, he was, you know, he weighed like 1170. This guy weighs 1270.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
And he's just a big, strong horse. So, but you know, Pharoah, he was a great workhorse. I mean, if you worked him by himself, I mean, he was really, you know, that's one thing I missed about him. He's watching him breathe. He's just unbelievable. You know, I could tell his last breath before for the Belmont, I just knew he was just doing great. So I'll probably just, you know, I won't do a lot with him, but he'll have maybe one or two breezes before the Belmont there in Kentucky. But we go day by day with, you know, just energy. It's all about the energy level and how he's doing. You know, I just talked to my assistant Jimmy Barnes. He sent me a video of him. He looks great. I mean,
so you can tell already that everything you're seeing enough life, and you're seeing him be enough full of energy. He's not wrung out after the race. So you're to a point already where you feel very confident about him and the Belmont, right?
He's recovered much quicker than American Pharoah.
Gotcha. So. Gotcha.
And so and after the Derby, he came out. He had the stone. I mean, he had the foot bruise.
Right.
And I was dealing with that, so I really couldn't do much. But that, you know, that got behind us. But he really, I think this, he needed a tough race, which he really hadn't gotten a tough race. This was his tough race, and he actually, this will move him forward. I really think it will move him forward. And so, you know, if you're thinking about buying a ticket, I think it's safe to say you go for it today.
We're talking with Bob Baffert, who trains Justify, and who has just made the Triple Crown his own showcase in recent years. When you had American Pharoah, you told me that the first time you saw him on the farm, you knew you had something special. When did you know with Justify that you had something special?
The first time we worked him, he came in here with high regards. When I worked him here at Santa Anita, when I started getting serious with him, man, he was just, we could see it right away. So I thought, well, maybe. But we weren't thinking Derby, Mike. We were just thinking, well, we'll run him in a maiden race and get a handle on him. And so when he won his maiden race, I thought there's a mile race in 21 days. And if he runs there, I told Elliot Walden, runs the manager of Windstar, who, by the way, cost me a Triple Crown with Victory Gallon.
Yep, remember it well.
So, I said, you know what? I said, Elliot, I think if he wins and we run him back there, then maybe we can have one shot, maybe the Arkansas Derby, throw him, you know, we can throw him in the deep end, see how he handles that. So he won that, then he won the allowance race pretty handily. And then I had McKenzie for the San Diego Derby, but then McKenzie got injured. So we thought, well, I'm going to just keep him home now, and I don't want to ship him. And I think that was the key, because I think if I would have shipped him to Arkansas, it might have been a little harder on him than to ship to Kentucky, than to ship to Preakness. You know, that can be hard on him because American Pharoah, he shipped a lot. He shipped to the Arkansas twice, then to Kentucky, then to Pimlico and back. And it was a little bit tougher on him. But this horse is, even though he's run five races right in a row, if you look at him, you wouldn't you wouldn't know it.
No, he's big and strong. He really is.
He holds his flesh. He's LeBron. He is. LeBron.
That's just a good one.
He's a beast. You know?
He is. He's an impressive colt. We're talking about Bob Baffert. With this horse, with American Pharoah, when you went into the Derby, night before the Derby, were you more confident with American Pharoah or more confident with Justify?
And for the Derby?
Yeah, for the Derby. Before the Derby. When you're sitting there getting ready for the Derby, which horse were you more confident was going to give you a big show in Louisville?
I was confident with both of them, but I was more worried about Racing Luck. I knew we had the horse, we had the best horse, but I get nervous because, you want the break is so important in the Derby. You know, once he got out of the gate, then I felt great. And once American Pharoah got out of the gate, I said, well, all right, if you're that good, let's see what you got. And so I was confident about it, but I'm not one to really, I'm not one to really tout my horse or, my wife will ask me, how are we doing? I said, we're good. We're good. We're golden, And so I was more relaxed and probably more confident at Pimlico. I knew that, we could win it, but I didn't know, I knew one of them, somebody was going to try us early. I wasn't sure if it was going to be Good Magic or somebody else. But after that race, and then after seeing the way he cooled out and the way he bounced back out of that race, it just makes you feel, I feel good about, moving forward. But he still, we have 3 weeks and, a lot can happen in 3 weeks.
Well, that race would, from your standpoint, will that race set him up better for the Belmont in your mind than it would have if he had routed the field?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's because he recovered. It's all about recovery. And he was when he came to us there in the winner's circle. He was in the Derby. He wasn't really blowing that hard because the track was really fast that day. They ran fast, but it was wet. It was pretty hard and sloppy. Where Pimlico, it started drying out. It was really fast. If it would have kept raining, it would have been probably easier for him. But it started drying out, so it was getting a little bit sticky and slippery, and they had to work through a little bit more, and he was, I could tell he was blowing, and I could tell it was the hardest race yet. But then within the groom, when they were calling him out, he said within 10 minutes he was fine. So that tells you a lot about the horse and the way his whole It's all about genetics, but he recovered really quickly.
Is he's caught 3 off tracks in 5 races? Does he move up on off track, or would he be just as good or better on a fast track?
He's just as good.
It doesn't make any difference, right?
It doesn't make. Those really good ones. They
run on anything, right? Yeah. No question. I mean, that's what I would expect, and he's handled it very well. We're talking about Justify, who will come here obviously as a heavy favorite to win another Triple Crown. Last time when you won it, you got very emotional. It was very special. How about this time, living it again? Now, you came so close, had your heart broken with Real Quiet, and I was there. It was one of the great races and most exciting races, not for you, but for everybody to watch. You've been so close, and then you did it. That day, you were very emotional. How about now, coming back and having a chance to do it again this quickly?
Well, you know what? It's funny you ask that, because I thought after I finally won it, I thought, man, if I'd like to come back and do it again, I think I'll have a better time. I'll enjoy it more now that I've won it. And I think now I will probably take it in a little bit more, because before I was just, you want to get it done. You're thinking, it's so hard, and yet something always goes wrong. Some horse will come get you, or, you don't get the right trip or whatever. But I think it's going to be, it's still pressure.
Right.
But now that we've already won it, I feel like, I think I'm going to maybe enjoy a little bit more, because I remember, I didn't do too much. I just worrying about it. But then when they turned for home, I thought, wow, man, maybe I should have hit some of those parties or done a little bit more and been more relaxed. I can't believe I was so worried about this. Look at this horse, But it's like, you just you know, you just, you know, we still, it's very important, you know, that this horse, you know, I have to have him ready.
And, a lot of pressure. You know, a lot of pressure. You don't want to leave any stone unturned, right? I mean, it's a lot of things you got to check off on your list.
And it's a lot of pressure for the for Mike Smith, the jockey,
right.
All these jockeys, you know, because we've seen those great golfers every week. We see them; they miss a 2-foot putt.
Yep.
How could he have missed that? You know,
a lot of pressure, absolutely.
A lot of pressure. So it's fun, but it's stressful, but it's worth it.
What is what's Justify's personality around the barn? Is he a quiet horse? Is he kind of a playful horse? What kind of horse is he?
He's sort of. He's not a real. You can walk up to him. He'll give you about 4 seconds of touching him. Then he'll try to bite your head off. he's not like American.
He likes
American
to be left alone. He likes to be left alone, huh?
He's tough. He's just a tough dude. He's just like a big. We had Bill Belichick. He was in the. He was hanging with us there, and he came. He was with one of the ownership group.
Right.
And he was in the winner's circle with us, and we were right before the race. I said, "Well, Bill," I said, "what position would he play? You think?" He said, "He'd definitely be defense."
Lawrence Taylor.
He'd run right through there. Knock everybody.
He is a big horse. He's a tough looking horse. He really size of him is immense. He really is impressive. There's no question. We're talking with Bob Baffert, yes, the trainer of Justify. You know, you said that. Interesting. This horse. Now, the game's changed immensely, as we all know. It's the game is not one owner anymore. It's a million syndicates. How about having a horse like this where you have so many big syndicates, so many big groups, ownership groups? Does that make it tough for you to juggle all this stuff as far as how many times you got to go through what you're doing and when you're doing it, or do they just all leave you alone?
No, they leave me alone. They all go through Elliot Walden. He's in charge of all of them.
Okay.
And so I just deal with Elliot, and some of the other, they'll check in, like, a little text, you know, how we doing, whatever. But it's pretty, you know, Elliot, being a trainer, you know, he understands, and you focus on the horse. You know, the winner circles have been pretty interesting, you know. I don't know who's who.
It's cast of thousands.
And we're picking up, I always ask everybody, those people with you, I don't know who they are. I say, okay, well, you know, we get a lot of people, but it's still a lot of fun, but it is a pretty large group.
Now you and the horse are the center of attention the next couple of weeks. Everyone knows you with your big shock of white hair, and they're used to seeing you running down to the winner's circle and smiling in the winner's circle. Is there anything in New York that you haven't done yet that you want to do? Is there anything you haven't checked off here yet or been or any place thing you want to do this trip around that you haven't done in New York yet? Or have you already done everything?
I don't know. I don't do much, you know, when I get there. We last time we were there, we hit some museums. We did everything. I've never been to the Statue of Liberty yet, but Bodie and my wife, they went. But I don't know. I think when I get there, I'm totally focused on the race itself. And I like go. I love to go shopping. I know that.
You got plenty of places to do that. That's for sure. You got plenty of places in the city to do that. Just hit Fifth Avenue. You got plenty. You know, you can be there all day. You know, and no one will bother you on the street because they don't care. You know, they don't care. No, they don't care.
I walk through there once in a while. I'll get the old. Aren't you the horse guy? I get that once in a while.
Well, listen. Congratulations. We'll talk to you when you come to New York. It's you know what? You're amazing. You ever surprise yourself with how many of these races you win and how many of these great horses you do?
You know what? It's something I don't even think about, but then everybody will tell me, what do you think? I never even thought of this. To me, I was following Wayne Lucas over here, and Wayne was like, he was the man, and he had all these. I remember when he had 12, I go, man, 12, you imagine that? That's sick, you know? And now to equal him at 14, and he said he would have had more if I hadn't come around, so he should have 16, so he blames me for it.
Well, you know, you both done a great job, and congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll chat with you when we see you out at Belmont, but again, congratulations. It's a big deal when we get a Triple Crown horse, and you keep providing excitement. So thanks very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Bob Baffert, the trainer of Justify, as he said, LeBron James or a linebacker. This is a big horse. Much bigger, as you heard him say, powerful horse than American Pharoah. And he thought early on, you know, he did say before the Derby, now he doesn't usually, as he said, tout his horses. He did say he thought that this horse was better than American Pharoah, which had everybody kind of scratching their head. But so far, he's done the job. He still has to complete the Triple Crown, which is never easy. You never take it for granted. We've seen too many times where it doesn't get completed. We've seen one. Now, remember, go back in the 70s. Secretariat won at 73. Seattle Slough won it in 77. Affirmed won it in 78. Spectacular Bid should have won it a couple years later, but he didn't. He was a great horse. There was a lot of things, jockey, stepping on a pin, the whole thing. And then we went through a very long drought, and Bob had his chances, especially with Real Quiet. But finally got it done with American Pharoah, and now he's right back with Justify, who will be the heavy favorite to do it in a couple of weeks. But it makes the Belmont, here's what it is. Belmont's a okay race, or it's a major event. When there's a Triple Crown horse, it's a major event. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.